Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go, Dylan in Cleveland. Which side are you on and why? Your 15 seconds start now.
Shahader, he's done nothing in college. I wish him the best. I hope he does well, but he's shown no side of it. It doesn't matter what quarterback you put there. Dylan, Joe, Shador, they're going to suck. There's no weapons. There's no O-line.
All right, there's our 15 seconds.
Okay.
He's an OG, Shahader, right? He did nothing
that
in college.
Was at least, yeah, but that was at least a nice spin on it, though, in the idea that it's like nobody could have had success here.
Let's go with Brandy. Which side are you on? Your 15 seconds begins now.
Brandy.
Hi, I am a supporter.
And why?
Yes, I am a supporter because Shador has had a hard time since the draft. And I just don't like it. I don't appreciate it. And so that makes me support him even more. So the crazier that the Cleveland fans get about Shador is the crazier I'm going to get about Shador.
Tell him, Brandy. Like that. We really like Brandy. That. All right, your 15 seconds are up there. Les in
Brandy?
Cleveland, are you a Shahader or are you a Shah-supporter?
I am a lover.
A lover.
Well, congrats to you, sir.
You are. Are you still talking football?
All right. Listen.
By the way, they all decided it was supporter.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the people spoke. None of them said supporter. They all said supporter.
Yeah. All right. Ryan in Akron, real quick, buddy. Here's your 15 seconds. Are you a supporter or Shahader?
Supporter, but can we call it Shasiah because he's going to be the Browns' Messiah?
Now we're talking.
And one thing. I want to give you a difference maker guarantee. Win Sunday, baby.
All right.
We love our guarantees.
You flew very close to the sun there.
Yeah, you did.
But we do love that. Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
I can't get over Les saying he's a lover. I don't think he was talking about Shador Sanders.
No, he just wanted to tell us he's having a good time in life.
I think just in his golden years, he is getting down to clown, and you know what? I'm not here to hate it. Shador Sanders, first press conference starting for the Browns was today, and he had a message for Browns fans.
I know our fans have a lot of expectations and hope. I would be doing a disservice to myself and disservice to the organization if I didn't feel like I am the guy. I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. You know, I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So, you know, I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but, you know, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
All right, so with that, I'm asking the number one supporter in Cleveland sports talk history.
Sure.
How quickly would Browns fans unite around Shador if he plays reasonably well in a Browns win on Sunday?
I mean, we got more supporters than deniers right now, according to the list, at least, you're making on the side,
that
right?
That is true. It's 3-5.
The nice thing, at least what I've seen in the past couple days, is that even if you don't believe in Shador's talents or whatever, you want this for Shador, and you want this for the Browns. And so there is something nice. There's a rootability across all sides here that even if you're a Shahader, I think you just want him to do well even.
Yeah, we love Baker Mayfield when he was playing well. Then we got annoyed with him when he wasn't playing well. So the reality is all of the chinois, as it were, will go the way of the dodo if he just plays reasonably well. And I if you play poorly but you win, I don't think it's going to unite people. But if he plays reasonably well, and they win, yeah, I think people are going to fall in line real quick. And all of a sudden, several of these Shahaters will suddenly sneak across the aisle there.
All right, we have from The Athletic, we have the new MLB media rights deals. And
been waiting on this one.
Yeah, well, ESPN has finalized the acquisition of MLB.TV. There's some things attached to that, obviously. But the important part for Guardians fans is that ESPN is going to have the in-market rights to the Guardians, the Padres, the Twins, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, the Mariners, but most importantly, the Guardians. So I don't know yet exactly what this means, but if you can infer anything from this, that means ESPN will have the rights to the local broadcast.
That's good. I was worried about ESPN. You know, I always worried, you know, do they have enough money? You know, are they going to have to cut everybody's jobs again? I really worry about ESPN.
So the good thing about this is that at least you know it's going to be a product that is not lackluster in production or lackluster in value or anything like that. Like ESPN, as faulty as they are in many things, they do put on live sports at a really high rate. And so we know this is not going to be a double-A broadcast.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is...
it might be annoying, though, if you don't like ESPN's graphics and stuff like that, though.
I think, to me, it's like, okay, are we bringing the team back? I think not only are the original trio, Rick, Matt, and Andre, great at what they do...
I'm assuming they are, but I don't know that.
Our guy, Chris Jimenez. I mean, they've really done a good job. The Guardians have of bringing additional...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Analyst into it, where you really are getting robust coverage here. As long as that, I mean, as long as they're not breaking that up, and I don't have to, it's some ESPN, you know, some bland ESPN guy randomly broadcasting.
Well, so the other side
games
of this, I mean, because obviously they're not going to air all of these six teams on like another additional ESPN, the 12 or something. It'll probably be like part of the ESPN Plus package, I would imagine. And if it's not, maybe it's an offshoot of that.
So one of the things that I saw, and I think it was speculation, is that you still will get it for the same price point you did last year.
That just comes with the, so that, but that's separate from, again, the MLB.TV part of this is separate as well. I don't know. I paid through cable last year. How does this affect me? Is basically what I want to know.
I don't think it will.
And I don't think it will at all. I think because I have access to all the ESPN stuff, we should just be in the clear.
I believe you're correct.
And that's good.
Omaha!
Sicko Ryan Day continues as he made a point of saying what he studies in his press conferences this week.
I think eyes lead to the soul, man. You look at someone's eyes, you know exactly what's going on. That mindset starts with how you look. Someone told me that, and I agree with it. So you can tell exactly, you know, what you're dealing with when you look somebody in the eye. You know, I watch a sideline, I watch the TV copies, I watch everything just to see what the look in everybody's eye is. And I think when you look at our guys, there's a certain business about them, and that's the way we're going to play the game.
I'll ask you again. Are you all in on Sicko Ryan Day?
Well, now he just tells by the eye. I go by the gut. I go by my eye test as well.
Oh, you linking up?
I put my scouting hat on that says scout on it. I think me and Ryan Day, both known football guys, eye test passes here. Eye test passes.
I think you're going to see, listen, a lot of people came around after the national championship with Ryan Day. Fair enough. If they just go and they play Michigan this year in 2 weeks, if they beat them by like 21, we're talking like the Urban Meyer crap kickings that we got, Jim Tressel at the end, where they were just hammering Michigan, and Michigan looked like they had no hope in some of those games. If you get one of those, man, the Ryan Day, especially if they win another title, oh, the Ryan Day legacy train will be not just left the station, will be flying down the tracks at a bazillion miles an hour.
I'm now at the spot where I feel like the expectation is a blowout. And I don't like that. I like Albert's thing. Well, I hate it because last year I was so dead wrong as 21-point favorites, and Ryan Day made us all look like idiots, but made me look like a big-time idiot, and so I hated that. But yeah, now Albert got me pumped up. Now I'm ready to see him win by 50.
I am, but my point is just win, right? I think the first time that he wins against Michigan in a long time, we should just be happy that he wins no matter how it happens.
Let's run up that score, Ryan Day.
Let's run.
Giants rookie Abdul Carter denies reports that he slept through a walkthrough prior to being benched for the start of the Packers game. Mike Kafka ended up benching him, something that apparently had been going on for a while. He denies this, by the way. He says he was getting recovery. Other people have leaked out and said, no, it's been happening for a while. Brian Daboll was the one that didn't really punish him. I don't bring this up to bring up other picks necessarily around number two overall, but if we're going down that exercise, Abdul Carter has half of a sack and a single tackle for loss in 11 games. The early returns on Abdul Carter, not great. Early returns with Travis Hunter. Obviously, he's injured, out for the rest of the season. Not necessarily the greatest either. Do you want to throw Ashton Jeanty in the mix? We can do that as well if you want to.
Throw Cam Ward, too?
Well, yeah, I mean, Cam Ward was, you know, he went number one overall. But like the point is that I guess we'll just bump this into the big parts of the draft. The top of that draft is turning out to be really not great across the board.
You can make the case that either Will Campbell, it's between Will Campbell or Mason Graham in the top six that are the best. Tet McMillan takes it if you go to the top eight. But what's interesting is even Will Campbell, I saw him against Myles Garrett, and he looked like a lost damn soul trying to defend Myles Garrett.
And a lot of people do, and that's going to happen to him. But I find it interesting as more and more people are like, you wanted Shador at number two overall. All right, those people also wanted either one combination of either Shador, Travis Hunter, or Abdul Carter. Seems like we all got that one wrong, did we not?
I mean, I feel like now you're trying to do the revisionist history thing.
Seems like we all kind of got that one wrong, did we not?
I guess I'm not too crazy for wanting Shador, too, because look at these other schlubs over here.
I just feel like everyone that had a say on number two overall got it wrong.
Except for, who did Nick Wilson want if they traded down?
You wanted Abdul Carter, and then you wanted Travis Hunter. Not in a trade-down scenario is different, but at number two overall.
I don't remember saying I really wanted Travis Hunter that much. I remember fighting the perception that he's a unicorn.
We both fought the perception, but there was a little stretch where I thought you hopped on. You were very in Abdul Carter's camp, though.
Oh, no, I was.
That's not even, yeah. I mean, we're not going to even attempt to rewrite that.
But going back to last Michigan-Ohio State game, I was very much a Mason Graham guy.
But the amount of people that were like, Abdul Carter, just turn in the card and make it when that's all you need, and he has been an absolute bust in New York to this point. Maybe it changes.
But other than that, been a great rookie season, and everybody should feel very excited about that. Jerry Jeudy seems to be over it. I just don't know what it is. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.